we are much more informed of what is this department all about, the scope, what is the data to oversight much better than before, because we're able then to engage with the department, engage with the entities, and also have a sense of what is the data dealing with and their mandate. It was an eye-opening type of a workshop for some of us who have not been in the energy sector. At least we are much more informed now about what is happening. And I hope from that experience then it will be a build-up then into what we are going to do for the next 5 years. And work on what then we achieve there and to improve better. The items that we have then is the consideration of the committee report for the workshop, and also the 5-year program. Then we've got a revised copy of the program. Now we can just have a look at this. As we said, we adopted the report, but we said as time moves on, we'll maybe kick around a bit of some of the items that we want to hear. It's not a total change from the original one, it's just changing the dates and accommodating other visits and other kinds of work. So, yeah, that is that. I'm not sure whether you want to start with the report with the committee program, because it's quite short for the year after the in November. Then we can deal with the report. Oh, so apologies, please. I'm going to start. We've got three apologies, and one from the department is the fourth one. They are having a strategic plan as agreed at the workshop. They're supposed to come and present to us. And they are having a strategic workshop in Victoria, and then they are not here, the FTGG and the team. So we take a time to schedule them for some time, maybe next week or so, we speak when they are available. And we just continue then with the report of the workshop and the 5-year program, because the deadline for the 5-year program, as per the chairperson's office, who's responsible for committee work, Honorable Makela. We must have the 5-year program at least by today, which is 2 days from now. That's why we cannot postpone. At least the department, they can come later on. All right. Then the other apologies from Mr. Khadebe. There are three members that are no longer with us from the previous committee. We no longer have member Moruto and Uchize and Lambo. We are now joined by Mapeza here. Then we've got Katebe. And we've got the third one, Mamangela. Oh, he has also joined us as the committee. And so we've got those adjustments, but it's fine. Mr. Katebe, tell us apologies attending the higher education meeting. And then we've got apologies from Mr. Lucas. He's attending the mining. And we've got an apology from Lance Craylen. He's attending the TV for. So those are the four written ones that we have. And then we've got an apology from Mr. Jeff. But I'm sure we'll be able to bring it to you.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's very good. All right. Are we accepting the apology?
Mm-hmm.
Or rejecting?
Yeah, we accept
them. Yes, sir, the apologies. Perfect. Can we then deal with the committee program? Today we are having, as I said, the troop of the department, so we're still coming. Then next week we'll take the EDI. I'm sure from the workshop we then had a bit of a discussion. But then they were dealing with a lot of issues, but we want them to focus on these issues that we posed there from the objective. And the current aid, we are having then NERSA and ESCOM on Wednesday the 9th. And then we plan the oversight work for October to Petrova. And oversight goes to ESCOM and PBMR for the invitation as well as part of our later in November. And the meeting training then will be the end of November. So that is roughly up to the end of the year. By that time, they've developed the next year's program based on the 5-year program. We then have to see as well the issues that we want to deal with for the coming year. So that is the brief amendment, I think, to the original program of the committee. We should also like to take one, I think.
Madam Chair, just one request. The last item on the program is the training, members training. I wonder if it would not be possible for us to look at another date, if possible. If I'm correct, we are going in recess on the 23rd, so that is during recess. And for example, personally, I've already made plans, because that was part of the program of Parliament. If it's impossible, I will accept that, but I'm just asking if it is possible that we can look at perhaps another earlier in November or even towards the end of October. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. I think that is very straightforward, and according to you, we will find a way on how that is going to be. Because the really unfair sheet of the constituency is all right. We'll have a look at that, and then we will update to the new data that will come up with. Otherwise, Mr. Smith, I'm just moving for the amendments that we should put for Mr. Dexter.
I'm happy to talk.
Okay. Then for the committee report, for 2 days or so, 2.5 days, so what are we? We'll be discussing on the evening of the 11th. It is about 15 pages. Report just taking from what was presented to us and some of the challenges raised and going to the recommendations on some of the agencies. I'm not sure as to how you want us to deal with the report in a better way before I can propose.
Madam Chair, I think although I've spoken to our secretary, we got it a bit late, but I think all of us have worked through the report. So I don't think we need to go point by point. I would propose that we accept the report, and then if there's any matters arising, perhaps we can come back to that. So that's my proposal.
Maybe a slight amendment to that. Why don't we look at it for correctness, just for correctness, for the cost of correctness, and then we can adopt the amendment.
Okay, please,
please,
let me
take it, yeah, page by page, just quickly for correctness.
Okay, all right. I think that is fine as well. We can start on page one.
Yeah. Just a question, Chair, whilst we are there. In the middle of the introduction, where we talk of August 2009, and we talk of the realignment of the department, is that not a separation? Because realignment seems like you want them to work differently. I was under the impression that we're talking of a separation of the department. That's right, I'm just thinking it's a separation rather than a realignment. Where there have to be two different departments.
You align something that you want to put together, or whatever.
Indeed, what you want to use a straight line, but these are supposed
like
to be separately.
The other ones are supposed to be, you change them to the
just for
alignment.
Just correct.
Okay, sir. That's fine.
Yeah.
We can do it in the future rather than the alignment. Okay. Any other issue on page one? So we move to page two. Page two.
Nothing.
Page three.
Just a quick one under 3-4. It might be something out of my.
Page four.
No. Page three.
Page three. Yeah.
Section 3-4. Legislative update.
Yes.
In the middle of the page 156 of the Constitution, by inserting a new subsection, is that the N correct?
Right. No, the N is not.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to check. So we take that one up. Okay. Good.
So we are okay with page 4. Page 4. Are we okay with page 4? Okay. Page 5.
Page 5, chair 334, the first bullet point, we refer to the introduction of independent power producers. Is that correct? Is that the introduction of these? They already exist there. I'm not sure whether introduction should be something else.
The secretary can correct in page 5.
Yeah.
And ANAPA.
The first bullet point.
Learn for the future.
Yeah, I was just making sure that this is not how we capture it. Because,
it was like the one that introduced them to the third sector.
Mm-hmm.
In order to continue with some of the major what we're going to be wanting
to do. That's
why I'm sure.
Alright.
That's how I understood the air direction.
Okay.
So the introduction is the
way we can see. If that's how it came, then that's okay.
Okay. Anything else on page 5?
No.
Page 6? Okay. Page 7. Okay,
yeah.
Page 4.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they rectified the slide on the white Kuman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, page 8.
Page 10, EDI Holdings, the last bullet point. I think our concern was not the gender parity, but was the lack of gender parity. Last bullet point, where we said gender parity on the board of organization was a concern. Our concern was that there was no gender parity. So if we could just say lack of gender parity.
Lack of gender parity.
Would be more appropriate to our feelings.
Correct.
Okay. Alright, otherwise I'm happy.
Okay, 11.
11, nothing for me. Nothing for me.
Okay. We can then move for adoption with amendment.
Yes. Yeah. I would move that.
No, just like this. In a second, we are going to leave it.
He was as we missed the quorum.
No, he went to the bathroom. I think the quorum is mine.
Yeah, that's right. She said you went to the ladies. Can we just amend the writing, if you will?
Is it writing from the workshop?
Yes, please,
right.
From this report.
Right.
Ma'am, I'm not sure whether I'm... Sorry.
Can I make a suggestion that we maybe adopt all the reports that come to
that would be fine. But no problem.
Is it okay?
We have adoption and finish.
Okay. for the 5 year program.
Madam Chair, once again, I believe we have looked through it. To go through it now, point by point, is going to be useless. I would rather that we discuss it if there's any proposals or something we want to change. But I don't think it's necessary for us to go point by point.
You really did a homeless list?
We have to, ma'am.
Go through the whole life checking and then whatever. That's good. All right, so you are quite. Maybe we can then move to discuss the content then. But we try to look at the strategic plan, also based on what is that is there and what are the challenges, etc., and what is then that you have to focus on as a committee then for the next 5 years, looking at the energy policy mix in itself. So in that, and also trying to then say what will be the FN president's famous word of an active parliament, what is it that we then have to engage with and make sure that we can then play our role on the oversight in terms of the implementation on many issues that our policy has not yet implemented. So it will be okay then if you have issues that you want to raise, and then we discuss that. But we were trying to just look broad here. And within that 5 years, also factor in the domestic oversight work, which by the guideline of the chair of the House, Honorable Mapela, we must have only two oversight work internally. It means domestic. Then we must have two over 5 years of international oversight work that we can do. So that's the guideline that has been put forward. But we said as a committee, I don't think we need to confine ourselves into that, because it will mainly be a committee that is here, not an existing committee. We'll be here at this actual 6 day of meeting for life. And then we just get briefings all the time and not then go out and do the oversight work as a credit of us. Rather, let's try to put a mixture of things that we want to do, domestically, all of them. Then we need to see how we dissect them annually based on what the Ministry of the National Interest and what the ministers statement on the budget vote, etc., and then we make our way. Also for the international, we identified more than two countries that we want to go and just have international best practices on many of them. And just to see how they deal with the energy issues, challenges and other related issues, but also to empower ourselves as a committee to deal with a lot of those things. Nuclear is one of them, electricity is one of them, and gas is one of them that we must have a better way. Not only looking at Europe, but try also to add the African continent and see as what they deal with, like petroleum, etc. and others. So that is what then we're going to put forward and try to add for implementation of this program. But to me, the guidelines are just out of order, totally out of order. You never then be an effective chair of a committee if you go through with those recommendations. That's fine.
Ma'am, I've just had one problem, and I must say one of the first things I saw is Brazil and Korea. So I'm on the second last page, ma'am.
Second
last page. The last one is just where the signatures come, and the one just before us. That's the 5 year plan, the draft committee program up to 2014. Ma'am, this is in line with what the Honourable Minister said in her speech, and also if you listen to what she said in other speeches throughout the country, she made it very clear that within the next few months, very firm decisions on nuclear power will have to be made. And it is very clear from what she said that this is a matter of urgency for her, and therefore it should also be for this committee. But if you look here, the axis of the nuclear policy is only dated for March 2013. And I'm just asking that in line with the background that I've just given you, if it is not possible to move this a little bit earlier. I don't want the whole issue of nuclear development, if it comes, or whatever the decision we're going to take, being held up because the policy is not in place. Because then we get a bureaucracy type of thing where we hold up the whole process. So I'm really suggesting that we seriously look to move this as soon as possible. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
2013
too far.
Okay. I support that point. I think perhaps what we need to do with the program, because the program is comprehensive, it covers everything. But wouldn't it be possible for us to say that, starting perhaps in the next term, that we have a focus on the policy issues, of all the various policy issues. So we put some dedicated time to look at nuclear, renewables, etc., etc.
Mm.
And then we get that behind us.
Mm.
Then we move on to the practical oversight stuff and engage it. Because if we rework the program that way, it would mean that we can put to bed all the policy issues up front.
Okay. I was looking at it here because it's put under a long term. That's why 2013 needs to have that. But I think it should start from now up to even the short and the medium term.
Okay.
Because currently, we use about, I think, 4% of the nuclear. And there is policy, but the problem was implementation and some other factors that didn't go with. That's why then the government that we paid, $8 billion for PBMR. Because there was this particular view of moving towards that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But based on other challenges raised constitutionally, the organizations like EdLife, the Indoor Development Consortium, blah, 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 and all those things. So the question is on the base problem and as well as to how then we try to make sure that we can deal with this thing faster and not then move. Donald looked at a point that, like you said, he's by 2017, but I think you are right, we should move because. In terms of the energy challenges, surely you need them to look at that base. We also have, you know, an abundance of minerals that we can use. The uranium, advanced and all those things. So we must look at a basket, but nuclear should be also the other side. So
that,
the same language.
I'm happy with that. As long as we can prioritize the policy discussion. I agree with you that in every one of these things, there are short, medium, and long-term issues.
Yeah.
I mean, the same is true of the coal stuff, we know. So if we do it that way, I think it will be much more fruitful for our work. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. That's okay. So just need to be happy with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
What is the other issue?
Just something that caught my eye, Chair.
Mm.
On page 2, in fact, it's the first page really of the content, under strategic objectives, it's just something that just seems to be hanging. We refer in all of those, well, most of the bullet points to the fact that we will assess, you know, the impact of energy, we will assess the extent of this, of investment, we will assess. But to me, it seems like we just assess and then what else? What do we do? We have to do something after assessing. So I think we need to assess and do something. It seems to me assessment just means we assess the thing and then we don't tell ourselves what we do. So we may assess and then sit there and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because in terms of what the chair said, and we agree absolutely, we've got to be an activist committee. So we've got to do things. We've got to take action. After assessing, we've got to be able to do something.
Okay. The measurable output.
Mm. 1, 2, 3. Mm. I should just do that for all of those things, then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm.
Yes, 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 yes. will take that?
I'm colored. If we can just say it like I said, promote whatever it is, and then as you say, have an output that is for each thing, that's fine.
Yeah.
Can I say that? Why? Just something. Once I agree with my colleague, but do we ever take into consideration that we don't have a function to implement? We are not responsible. So what basically happens is that we do oversight, and at some point we must assess the level of the cooperation in the implementation of social policy. And of course, we have a report to further action can then be dealt with at a mind. Rather than to say assess and do what. So if we assess and say if they didn't do it, we will do it. We will be fooling ourselves because that's not our menu.
Yes,
sir.
Do you want to
put
it?
Yes.
All right. My understanding is we don't want to do implementation of department work. But what is that my understanding is which we assess to do the other side. We have to come up with proposals or recommendations, which we would then see if they are things that the department would do or whatever. And let me give an example. If one looks at that strategic workshop, it's quite clear that on the policy development side, things are lagging, like let's say like in the nuclear or whatever. So we as a committee can promote certain things that we think would help to get the policy adopted or to move on it. But obviously, it's about the department implementing. So I don't think we mean we want to do the implementing. We can, if the ANC wants us to have a multi-party government, we can.
Yes, sir. I just want to compare.
Okay.
I think
for multi-party government.
Yes. I think I appreciate for brevity we can say that as long as we agree here that our role is not just to assess. Our role is not to assess. We assess something and we say there are gaps here, go do it. So if we can agree that that assess will mean that, then it's fine. But because understanding bullet points is, you know, you can't write the full sentence. And my colleague here actually indicated that there is something beyond assessment.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think our job as the public representative is to make sure that the relationship is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
One is in the policy. So surely then we need to ourselves also make proposals to say if we can do this method.
Okay.
That is why then we participate on the budget vote to say what is how much they're going to spend on whatever program. If that money is not spent, then we have to ask them why, and they will come and tell us an account then to say this is what happened or the environment or whatever. So that is meant, I think, in that spirit. We have to meet them to line to do what is supposed to be implemented in the end of the policy.
I like that description.
like
he did with the regulations on the
Oh yes, they have to come back to us in a month's time, but they have to tell us about the LPG. So that's one of the points that we raised from the workshop. So as they come and present within a month, 14th of September, they need to come to tell us what is it that they've done from that time up to now. Because there's no way that from 2007 they were supposed to be in the regulations, nothing has happened in 2009. Whatever. So they have to come and tell us what are the stumbling blocks, what is it that they have to go and do. We must tell them that we are going to do what they are supposed to do. What I think can also be part of the proposal is to maybe look at the strategic objectives as they are, but try to reformulate them into the consolidated type of a focus strategic area, so that we can then have better measurable output than to say by when can we deal with this issue and by when then are we going to take that within the short term and long term. I think that will help us much more, because we have identified with Padre Nid there to incorporate that. I think that can be done, and then maybe in the next meeting also, then we just deal with that in a much more, as we refine the cycle. But I think as the framework is going, there's no major problem.
Agree.
Okay. The any other point, or? That is the summary, or the end of the council on the 5-year program.
End of the meeting.
Long live the chair. Long live
the chair. Okay, then we can start a meeting, but we're going to make the next meeting. So we can try to, you know, accumulate these, and then also have the department to come before us and then present. But thank you very much. This is a very good meeting.
Yeah, President, for
I hope the other committees can learn this from us.